I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 878, Seeing Jesus. In what situations and what circumstances do you most clearly see Jesus? And are there times, be honest now, are there times where you don't really want to see Jesus, or at least you don't want Jesus to see you right then? As you read the Gospels, it's all over the place. Jesus seeing people and people seeing Jesus. Most of the time, it's welcoming and inviting and wanted. But sometimes it's hard and confronting. But it's always true and it's always right, because that's what Jesus brings to the table when he arrives. Let's notice a Bible story today where someone saw Jesus and Jesus saw him in all of his mess, and in the miracle of forgiveness, life transformation began to happen. This podcast is called T2G, The Two Greatest, because Jesus himself told us our days on earth are supposed to be about love. Whether we're working or not working or retired or whether we're playing or whoever we're with, it's supposed to be about loving God and loving others in our everyday lives. Jane and I both have a spiritual director to talk with each month. Now, the purpose of a spiritual director is to help us see the Lord in our lives. Where is God working? Where is God directing and challenging us or changing us in our present circumstances? So it's through prayer and dialogue that we take some time, about an hour, and dive deep there. And we've both found the experience of having a spiritual director very helpful and very transformative. Now, Jane's spiritual director is Marilyn Vansel, and she wrote an Instagram post that I'd like to share with you. Marilyn wrote, "This month, the scripture passage was the story of Zacchaeus. What stood out to me was that Zacchaeus was very eager to see Jesus." We all know the song, right? "He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see." Okay, you're welcome for getting that song stuck in your head now. "This reflection made me realize," she writes, "that I'm not all that eager to see Jesus in the more challenging parts of my life. I would really rather choose where I see Jesus, like on a quiet walk or floating on my paddleboard or on a retreat. But when circumstances are difficult or I'm called to interact with those who require more than I want to give, I resist seeing Jesus there. I don't really want to climb that tree. If he is there, then I fear the situation will remain, or that Jesus is calling me to see him there and perhaps change my attitude or change my actions. It's much more convenient to imagine that Jesus isn't even there." Yet Zacchaeus, with his human imperfections, got very serious about seeing Jesus. He quickly climbed the tree, and he quickly climbed down when Jesus called his name and invited himself to his house, one of the most intimate and personal invitations someone can receive, to break bread and enjoy a meal together. The rest of the story goes on to tell how this moment changed the entire course of Zacchaeus' life. Here's the great question. What might change about your life if you look more eagerly for Jesus in the unwelcome places? If you more quickly climb that tree, what might you see? Marilyn writes, "I'm pretty sure I'll see him there. And more likely, he's going to call my name and invite me into a closer relationship with him. And that sure beats not looking for him at all." Let's use the old lyrics of a hymn as our prayer today. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 879. And in the meantime, I invite you to take a fuller look today. Pun intended. Take your Bible and read the story of Zacchaeus in its entirety. It's Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, so it's just 10 verses. As you read slow. Put yourself in Zacchaeus' place. Now, being a tax collector, why do you think he wanted to see Jesus? What did he expect from climbing that tree? Why did Jesus call him down out of all the people around? What did Mrs. Zacchaeus think about the dinner guest who invited himself to her house? And what was it that propelled Zacchaeus to faith and radical transformation? Today, take a longer, slower, more intentional look at seeing Jesus.